With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The death toll on both sides of the Israeli-Hamas militant war climbed to at least 2,400 early Thursday as Israel continues to pound Gaza from the air in response to last weekend's gruesome attack. Lieutenant Colonel Richard Hecht, an Israeli military spokesman, says forces are preparing for a ground assault, but the political leadership has not yet ordered one. Prime Minister Netanyahu and his top political rival, Benny Gantz, have joined together to create a wartime cabinet to oversee the fight. On Wednesday, President Biden met with Jewish community leaders.
This attack was a campaign of pure cruelty, not just hate, but pure cruelty against the Jewish people. And I would argue it's the deadliest day for Jews since the Holocaust.
Meanwhile, Minority Leader McConnell and Arkansas Senator Cotton unveiled legislation calling for the president to immediately freeze the $6 billion in funds which had been set to return to Iran as part of a prisoner exchange deal last month. Also at SRNNews.com, Republicans have nominated Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise to be the next House Speaker.
First, I want to thank my House Republican colleagues for just designating me as the Speaker. Obviously, we still have work to do. We're going to have to go upstairs on the House floor and resolve this and then get the House opened again. We have a lot of work to do.
Now they must try to unite their deeply divided majority to elect the conservative in a floor vote. United Auto Workers Union significantly escalating its strikes against the big three automakers by going on strike against a Ford Motor truck plant in Louisville, Kentucky, Wednesday night. About 8,700 members left their jobs around 6:30 at the plant that makes the profitable heavy-duty F-Series pickups. SRN News. Franklin Graham's latest gospel festival was in Germany.
It took place over the past weekend in Essen, Germany, and organizers say more than 500 people made professions for Christ. Thousands showed up to hear Graham preach the gospel and listen to music from A-list contemporary Christian artists. The popular evangelist will round out the year with a gospel festival in Rome, scheduled for November 4th and 5th. He's already got trips to Mexico and Poland set for next year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern released a new report on persecution of Christians in India. ICC says the rise of anti-conversion laws in that country make it illegal to convert or attempt to convert members of another faith. Acts as innocuous as talking about heaven or offering snacks after church fall afoul of the laws. Persecution's intensified since Narendra Modi's Hindu nationalist BJP party came to power a decade ago. SRN News. An execution in Texas.
Jedediah Murphy had questioned the evidence given to the jury that sentenced him to death for killing an 80-year-old woman decades ago. Murphy received a lethal injection Tuesday evening at the state penitentiary in Huntsville, Texas. He was condemned for the October 2000 death of Bertie Lee Cunningham during a carjacking in a Dallas suburb. Earlier Tuesday, the U.S. Supreme Court overturned an order delaying the execution. John Scott reporting.
The inmate was the sixth in Texas and the 20th in the U.S. to be put to death this year. A federal judge will allow enforcement of a public health order suspending the right to carry guns at public parks and playgrounds in New Mexico's largest metro area of Albuquerque. The order Wednesday from the district judge rejects a request from gun rights advocates. You can always check out more details by logging on to SRNNews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.